on News Talk ZB.
Good evening, I'm Larry Williams. Thank you for joining us. It is now 4:07. You can text on ZBZB, that is 9292. The email is larry@newstalkzb.co.nz. The Facebook is Larry Williams Drive. Tonight, the All Whites are versus Peru and the latest from Zimbabwe and the military coup.
Williams. The lineup, a shot from 35 yards. It's pushed away by Marinovic. Second save by Marinovic. The first save was a little bit shaky. The second was superb. But now it's played forward and a chance for Christian Quaver to run at Winston Reid right in front of us here. Slides into the penalty yard. Shot comes in. Goal goes in. The stadium erupts.
So it is halftime in Lima where the All Whites are down 1-0 to Peru. But New Zealand are still in it with a draw sending them through to Russia. To analyse the first half, former All White skipper Harry Nata is with me. Hello, Harry, and thank you.
Good afternoon, Larry.
So what do you make of this? Your take on the first half. I mean, I don't know much about football, but it seems to me that Peru are doing all the attacking here, Harry.
Yeah, it's going much according to plan. If you're a Peruvian supporter and Peruvian fan, they had to come out and really put New Zealand under pressure early on and try and get an early goal, particularly in the first half, because, you know, we all know the longer the game goes on, 0-0, the more, you know, the more favour it is in favour of the All Whites. But look, they've certainly had the majority of possession in the game, caused a number of problems, I think, for us, particularly down our right-hand flank, and that's where the goal came from. We're still in it. We only have to score one. We've got 45 minutes to do it, basically. So, I'm sure going into half time there'll be some pretty quick instructions from Anthony Hudson to become a lot more tighter, particularly in midfield, and try and utilise the ball when we have got a lot, because we are turning it over quite a bit at the moment.
Yeah, it's relentless attack from Peru, isn't it? But as you say, nothing changed for New Zealand. They've still got to score a goal, don't they? So one goal, and if we keep it at that, we're there.
Absolutely. And we've got, I'm sure we'll see Chris Wood within the next, if not the start of the second half, but if not 10 or 15 minutes into the second 45. He made a couple of changes, obviously, from the game in Wellington, with Manju Duranzi coming in for Tommy Smith and Bill Toiloma coming in the midfield for Marco Rojas. There's also talk about, obviously, Chris Wood starting, and obviously he hasn't. So, look, Anthony Hudson's obviously got a pretty shrewd plan as to how he's going to use Chris Wood in the second half, though. Hopefully it pays dividends.
Right, so he's the key, you believe. So a lot of emotion from the Peruvians, right? Yeah, what do you make of that? They're hyped up, aren't they? The atmosphere's electric.
It's magic, isn't it? I mean, we're just in a bar in Parnell here, and it's absolutely going off as well. I think we're living every shot. I mean, there was a couple of chances there. I missed the first 10 minutes, actually. But I understand there was a penalty potentially in the first 20 seconds for the All Whites. And then Peru had an appeal for a penalty turned down. It was a clear handball from Winston Reid. So it's going both ways. But look, I'm sure we have to keep peppering their goal. It looks like our better chances are coming from set pieces as well. And Winston Reid just put one over the bar with about sort of 5 minutes before half time. So look, we're getting closer. We just have to use the ball more wisely when we do have it.
Harry, that Winston Reid, it was clearly a handball, so we're a bit lucky there. What are the rules there? Because, I mean, he couldn't dodge the ball, could he? I mean, it was kicked straight into his hand. What is the rule?
That's right. If the arm is in an uncharacteristic sort of space, so if it's away from the body and the ball hits the hand, then look, when we saw it in the game in Wellington as well, and look, there's numerous times it's under interpretation. It really is on the referee at the time. They have, you know, particularly in the A-League, the VAR now that's come into play. But look, they sort of swinging around in bats, don't they? I mean, the referee probably feel he possibly could have given one in the first half for New Zealand, and then sort of evened it up with the one he's turned down for Peru. So look, you just don't know, Larry. I mean, it's in the heat of the moment stuff. It can be pretty hectic, but I mean, the destiny is in our hands. We really do need to push on and let's see what Chris Wood and Co can do in the second half.
Fingers crossed, eh? Thank you, Harry, and
absolutely.
Good to talk to you. I appreciate it. That is Harry Nata, who is the former All White skipper. Of course, News Talk ZB. It's coming up 4:12.
Larry Williams Drive.